Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it up.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Twisted Sister waking you up, and we're not going to take it. It's Mike and Carla Morning Show, 6:06. I just want to make sure I'm right. Wednesday morning.
Wednesday morning, Mike.
Wednesday morning.
It's the middle of the work week already.
Woo!
Yay!
Time is flying by.
What's going on outside? No, not much.
Okay. Not a lot.
No, there isn't. No rain, no nothing.
Nothing.
No, okay, fine.
Hey,
okay.
Listen, you can win tickets to the Mike and Carla End of Summer Bash, the Life Tour. Because the winning continues during the 96 days of summer. A lot of people think it's Labor Day. That's when summer ends. No.
Yeah.
We've extended it. It actually ends the 21st of September. Yeah. We've extended it 1 week.
Yes. We've just taken liberties, and that's right. And Christmas is going to be in February this year, and we're moving things around. We're shaking it up.
You know what? Why not? Everybody else does.
Yeah, I know.
Why shouldn't we?
Everybody else has their own rules, right?
So we will give those away a little bit later on this morning at about 8:40, and being Wednesday already, it's going to be another segment of
Kazookie Wednesday. It's my favorite day. It definitely is my favorite day. Listen, Mike, I was just telling you, your team, Notre Dame,
yeah.
That's the college football team that
you
support. Number three.
What?
On the most disliked college football team list.
How can that be?
I know, number three. And John Schaefer, when he comes in here, I'll let him know Penn State is number four.
Wow.
Alabama and Ohio State beat you out, though.
Yes.
Yeah. And Michigan is right after that.
Good.
So.
Roll Tide.
You made the list, by golly.
You know what? Thank God, as we would say at Notre Dame.
You played this last weekend.
Yes, and we won. We beat Michigan.
So. Yes, there you go.
And Penn State, of course, had a boy.
Yeah, I saw the highlights of that one. Holy moly.
I can't believe John made it into work yesterday. By the way, talking about the football season, KKLZ, along with Ford Country, invites you to the broadcasters. You can take on Team Mike and Carla and win a trip for two to Hawaii in this multi-market contest. Just text the word football to 702-739-9636 for all the details. But get on it because it kicks off tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We have to make our picks. Weather-wise, sunshine today, but a chance of a thunderstorm a little bit later on this afternoon. High of only 98, 100 the high tomorrow, 77 now. Carla will have her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in just a couple of minutes.
He's the newest star, and he's a virgin at 26 years old. I'll fill you in.
All right, more on that and other stories after Aerosmith.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
I'm sure you heard about this over the weekend. Former Cosby Show actor Jeffrey Owens was kind of shamed over the weekend because he is working at a Trader Joe's. You know, he's an actor, but you got to get another job. He played Elvin on The Cosby Show, went on Good Morning America yesterday, actually wearing his Trader Joe's name tag, and said, you know, I'd been teaching, acting, directing for 30 years, but it got to a point where it just didn't add up enough, you know, and you got to do what you got to do. He said the Trader Joe's job offered flexibility so I could try to stay in the business.
Uh-huh.
He said every job is worthwhile and valuable. No one has to feel sorry for me.
Okay.
Well, Tyler Perry offered him a role on his show on Oprah's network. It's called The Haves and the Have-Nots. So he's got a small role in that coming up. And he's been offered some acting jobs. So that's you know, this has turned out to be a great thing, he said, but it's not, you know, there's no shame in working extra jobs if you have to do it. I think we've all had to do it at some point.
I think so.
And I mentioned Crazy Rich Asians yesterday, still number one at the box office. Well, it's now the most successful romantic comedy in almost 10 years. So,
what?
Yeah, it's done really. It's a great movie. Really good movie. It's funny. It's good. It's I want to go to Singapore now. God, it's beautiful.
Go?
I do. I absolutely want to
like
go to Singapore.
Would I like this movie?
Yeah, you'd like it.
Okay.
Yeah, you would. Uh-huh, yeah, you would. It's not.
It's not stupid, right?
Not at all stupid. Not one bit stupid. It's funny, but it's not goofy at all. It's a really good movie.
Okay.
Really, really good movie. And former Bachelorette contestant. Now, he lost out. Colton Underwood is his name.
Yeah.
He is the new Bachelor. He's a former NFL player at 26 years old, and he's a virgin.
Oh.
So I don't know how fun that's going to be on The Bachelorette, because that's all those people do is hook up. I don't know what he's going to... No, don't. Don't. Stop it. Quit tickling me. Knock it off. So the new season.
It's moving.
Yeah. The new season kicks off in January. Interesting. If you're a Bachelor fan, I'm sure you are all over this.
So as a woman, if you hear that, if you start seeing a guy.
Right.
And that comes up.
Yeah.
Is that.
No, I think that's a problem. I'm well, going to ask my ass.
You know, okay. You know what
is
I mean.
Is that weird?
Is that weird to you? Or yeah, is that something you shy away from and go, well, listen, I don't know.
I know. And I don't know if that's, guys, I don't know. Do you tell a woman that or do you just wait and see what happens? And when it does, like, you know, that.
You
I'm
know what?
Sorry, I'm
702-739-9636. If you're a guy and you're a virgin, or you know what?
Yeah.
Women?
Yeah.
If you're a virgin waiting
right.
for that right guy
yeah.
to tie the knot, has that come up and how has that gone?
Do you tell them? I know.
Or do you wait third, fourth, fifth date?
It's been so long, I can't remember. Jeez, man. Oh, wow.
What would you have done, maybe,
yeah, exactly.
would be the question for you.
Exactly. Oh, my God. Yeah, so that's going to be an interesting season of The Bachelor. That is my painfully deep take for this hour.
Come to find out, nobody wanted to talk about being the 40-year-old virgin. But
I know. What's the big deal? 26-year-old bachelor, virgin. Nobody wants to talk about how you'd handle that.
But they want you to go to Singapore.
No, but I'm being urged to go to Singapore. I mentioned Crazy Rich Asians.
Yeah.
And after seeing that, I want to go to Singapore. Well, Tony said, I have been a couple of times, Carla. You would love it. It's beautiful. There's so much to do. And the people are actually fabulous.
Uh-huh.
Anne said, Carla, go to Singapore. I've been there and I want to go back. So I need to make, plans for a trip to Singapore.
Seems very exotic to me.
It's really, it looks like, I mean, you know, it's a big city.
Yeah.
But it looks like the... I don't know. It looks really cool. It really does.
All right.
Man,
well,
it looks cool. So
there you go. Next vacation.
I'm going to look into it now. I'm going to look into it and see what's going to cost me. Yeah. I got to see what's going to cost me to go to Singapore. I'll let you know the next break. What's going to cost me.
First chance to win this morning. We have those tickets for Queen during their residency over at the MGM Park Theater. Tell you how to win those in about 7 minutes from now. Queen is back. Adam Lambert. The Crown Jewels inside Park Theater at the Park MGM. These tickets are for Friday, September 21st at 8 p.m. Got tickets to give away. We're going to play the game we've played before, The Last Word.
Yep. It's that simple. Too.
So you will give a phrase and with a blank at the end, and all you have to do is fill in the blank with the correct last word.
Yep.
5 out of 5, and you're a winner. Now, the phone lines are on hold right now.
Okay.
But after we get through news, traffic, and weather... Take them off hold. Look for caller number 9, 702-739-9636. Chance to win those tickets for Queen, Adam Lambert. Good luck. Samantha, you have a chance to win these tickets to go see Queen, Adam Lambert. It's the game we call The Final Word. 5 out of 5, and you are a winner.
Okay.
All right, and that's all you have to do is finish the expression.
Okay.
Here we go. Better safe than...
Sorry.
You can't judge a book by its...
Cover.
The grass is always greener on the other side of the...
Fence.
The pot calling the kettle...
Black.
Long live the...
Queen.
Yes, there you go. Good job.
Like we've said before, when you're put on, it seems easy.
I know it does.
But when you're put on the spot.
Absolutely. It's always tougher. Why do you think I don't call into radio stations?
Samantha, you got the tickets. You're going to see Queen, Adam Lambert, the Crown Jewels inside Park Theater at the Park MGM Friday night, September 21st. Your tickets are courtesy of the Calair Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. And believe it or not, still all a part of our 96 days of summer.
Awesome. Woo!
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Who's ready to go?
On 96.3.
It is 7:03 Wednesday morning.
Yes, it is.
And they say weather-wise, not too bad. Doesn't look bad out there now.
No, beautiful.
Plenty of sunshine and afternoon thunderstorm possible.
Okay, bring it, please.
High of only 98. Just do it and get it out of the way.
I know, we need it.
We say that, but then the people in the southeast going, really?
Yeah, I know. Take some, please.
Sunshine tomorrow, high 100, back to triple digits, which, you know what, really isn't that bad. Love it. 78 now. Carla, we'll have a few things we think you should know as you head off to work or even back to school this morning. Get to that after Mellencamp, Jack and Diane. 7:08, here you go. Are you ready? A few things we think you should know as you head off to work or school this morning.
Yeah, well, interesting. Amazon yesterday became America's second trillion dollar company. Number one, I do believe, is Apple. Mm-hmm. Trillion dollar company. A new study by the Workforce Institute at Kronos reveals that about 35% of employees say they'd be willing to take a 20% pay cut in order to have their work week shortened by one day. 4-day work week, 20% pay cut.
Wait a second. All right, 20%?
Yeah.
Yep. That's a lot.
I suppose it is, but man, to have a 4-day work week, I think time is more important to people now than money in
some cases.
All right,
let me ask you this then. Would you work extra hours those 4 days to get that 4-day
work week? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
My daughter does that.
They usually do like a 10-hour, yeah.
My daughter does that.
Well, nurses and people in the healthcare profession do like 12 on, you know, 12 off. Then they do like 3 days sometimes. They don't do
something like that.
Well, I was going to say they don't do 40 hours, but they do.
Right.
Because they have to do all the stuff before and all the stuff after.
I know.
And Mike, big day today. It is National Cheese Pizza Day.
Are you serious?
National Cheese Pizza Day, people.
All right.
Yep.
Well,
I know. Celebrate. Celebrate.
The most bland pizza of all pizzas.
Well, I agree. But I mean, if you're in a pinch, that's all you have, right?
And I've done that before.
Yeah. So, well, this will do. What do we have? Some bologna? Let me put some bologna on her.
Or some hot dogs.
Yeah, that's right. Put it on there. National cheese pizza.
That's the only redeeming value of a cheese pizza, leftover cheese pizza.
Yeah. You can put stuff on it.
Anything you want.
We got salami in there. I'll put some salami on it. I mentioned this on my Facebook Live, and a lot of people said, and I'm only saying this because they said it, our friends at Above the Crust. So if you're out and about today, why not stop by? Tell them we said hello.
Oh, and order a cheese pizza.
Yes, we're a big fan. I'm sure they'll look at you and go, really?
And then I can put anything else I want on it.
Okay, sure. Cheese pizza.
Pineapple, bananas, grapefruit,
yes,
whatever
absolutely.
You want.
Absolutely. It is Wednesday. Just a few things you should know.
Here's a guy who has a problem with a picture of his girlfriend.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, we just want to know what you would do in this situation.
This is actually from her.
Oh, from her?
Yeah. Yeah, she said, hey, guys, the other night, my boyfriend, I don't know who this is, but my boyfriend and I were sexting. He asked me to send him a sexy picture, but I wasn't home at the time. I was wrapping some things up at work, so I sent him one from a year ago before we were dating.
Oh.
He could tell by my hair color that it was a picture from before we were dating. Oh, no. It was obviously one that I had taken for someone else along the way. He figured that out and got really upset, and he told me it was disrespectful and I should delete those photos.
Really?
Yes, that I took for someone else, and I refused, and we got into a big fight, and I'm just kind of wondering, can you send previously taken photos?
Here's what I think.
To a current significant other.
A good picture is a good picture.
Yeah,
If you have a good picture of yourself.
Yeah.
It's so hard to get one sometimes.
Yes, it is.
So I'll save a lot of pictures that I have. You know, I take horrible pictures. And so if I find a good one that I personally like.
Right. And, well, I would have to, in the age of nudes, these pictures, you basically get a selfie of yourself. Those are hard to light and to set up. If you get a good one. Yeah, like
and
you
we're
say,
not
hang
saying
on to it.
That's what she sent, but a good picture is a good picture.
Yeah.
Should the guy be upset?
Right.
Because he got an old picture.
Right.
And when he requested the picture.
Yeah, he said, send me a sexy picture. So she did.
Here it is.
Yeah.
Here's one of my sexy pictures.
Yeah, I would have sent one of someone else probably, but you just said a sexy picture.
Oh, you meant of me.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right.
But I mean, is there a rule when it comes to that? Do you have to take a new picture?
702-739-9636. KKLZ talk and text lines open. And by the way, that opens a whole new can of worms.
I know.
Because when you have to take a new picture, there's a lot of pressure. I'm at work. Where's the lighting? Where do I go?
Yeah,
how do I do it?
I'm going to have to go outside. That's the best lighting.
You know what? In a pressure situation, you want a sexy picture, boom.
Yeah.
There's one.
Yes. Here.
All right.
Complaining.
Text or call.
Yes, I'm a redhead. But so what?
Should the guy be upset? Or should the girl just say, you know what? I'm too old for this.
Yeah, suck it up.
Just on. Leaving you now over this whole thing. We want to hear from you this morning.
D1.
There's Queen, Killer Queen, 96.3 KKLZ, and the Mike and Carla Morning Show giving away tickets to go see Queen, Adam Lambert, all week long at about 6.30 every morning. So tomorrow morning we'll have another pair of tickets to give away. 7.32, guy, you know, texts his girlfriend, says, hey, send me a sexy picture.
Yeah.
So she does. From a couple of years back when they weren't dating, and now he's all upset, saying, really? Who is this for?
I know. Really? Come on.
So we just wanted to know, does he have a right to be upset?
Yeah, Monty says the guy's being a baby. I agree with Mike. A good picture is still a good picture. And Carlos says, listen, the guy gets upset because she sent an old picture. Then maybe she should treat him like old news and forget his butt.
Wow.
Oh, my God. He says if a guy wants a current picture, then maybe he should ask for a current picture. Now, Terry said to me, Carla, how would you feel if a guy sent you an old picture? I don't care. You guys don't take many pictures.
No.
And I know if you get a good one, it's probably going to be like from high school or something. What is this, from 25
where
years ago?
Flat stomach.
Yeah, but I looked good. You said send you a sexy picture, so I did.
All right, well, everybody has their opinion. You got 1-702-739-9636. A couple of people on the phone that we'll talk to about this. It's Pat Benatar. Hit me with your best shot. That's how you do it. Kiss, rock and roll all night live. It's Mike and Carla, 96.3 KKLZ. John Schaefer with news that we'll get to in a minute. 7:40 right now. People still texting in about this guy who's not happy.
These are pretty funny.
He asked his girlfriend, said, text me a...
send me a sexy picture.
Sexy picture.
So she sent him one from about a year ago. Different hair color and all that. Mm-hmm. Obviously for that she took for someone else, but so what? He got all upset. And Linda said, you know, so the guy said send me a sexy picture. He didn't say send me a sexy one of you. I would have sent him a picture of somebody else, too.
Yeah.
So what? What does it matter? When a couple breaks up, that's the first thing that's going to be shared anyhow are those pictures. So Adrian said, I would have sent a really old picture of Sophia Loren. And then,
there you go. That's a sexy picture.
Said, is this sexy enough for you? And I had to laugh for a couple hours. A lot of people keep asking me, well, how would you feel, Carla? I don't care. Somebody else said, what if a guy sent you a picture of him from several years ago? I said it on the air a while ago. It wouldn't matter. If you said send me a sexy picture, fine. Here's a sexy picture of me.
I have a picture of my wife, Jody, in my office, and she saw it one time. It's an older picture.
Right.
From a few years ago, where she had a hairstyle that I liked.
Right.
She wasn't big on it, but she gave it a shot.
All right.
I think it's a great picture.
Yeah.
And she saw it. She came into work and saw it, and she's, you know, of course, you don't like how I look now?
Yeah,
and
I married you.
Yes.
Yes, I do.
I'm a big fan of that picture.
Right. I have certain pictures that I really like of myself, and you know, we all have that. But, you know, if you said send me a sexy picture of you right now, then that would be different.
All right, Dave's on the phone. Dave, what do you think about this guy?
Oh, man, that guy's just being a jerk. I mean, the only reason why he should say no, erase it or whatever, is if maybe her ex is in that picture with her.
Oh.
But if it's just a sexy picture of her, who cares if it's from 6 months, a year ago? You know, it's great. The guy's just being a jerk.
I agree, because I would think most guys would be like, I don't care what it's from.
No.
It could be from...
I wouldn't, unless her ex is in there posing with her, you know, then, you know, that's a different story.
Yeah.
But if it's her by herself, all being all sexy, hey, it's a great picture.
Right. I gotta admit, I got a couple nudes that I keep on hand, you know, waist up, that just in case somebody requests them.
And I absolutely agree with you guys. It is hard to take a good picture nowadays. Even if you do got the best of the best phones, you know, it's hard to get a good picture.
I know you go to the Google and there's stock photos.
Yeah.
I think everybody
we have our own stock photo?
I think everybody has a category of stock photos. You know, I need an outdoorsy picture of you.
That's
from 10 years ago. I was outdoors.
Oh, yeah, me too. I mean, if I got a good photo, I'm keeping it.
Yeah, I'm going to get the Getty stamp on there, the Getty Images stamp on mine,
just
in case people want to use it.
David, great call. Thanks a lot. Have a great morning.
All right, thank you, too. All right, guys, have a great day.
Wanted to pass along this story that somebody, a listener of ours, posted on our Facebook page.
Yeah, Buffy had mentioned, and she worked with this organization. It's called the Lullaby Connection, and they were broken into over the weekend. weekend. And what they do is they have things, diapers, formula, clothes for at-risk babies. And they went through and just, you know, ripped stuff off of the shelves. They said they thought that, you know, people there was a hurricane or something, it ripped through. It looked so bad.
Wow.
And they need those things. They obviously need those things. This organization has been around for a long time, the Lullaby Connection, 17 years. Channel 13 did a story on it yesterday, and it has helped. People have been bringing, you know, boxes by and supplies by. So if you would like to do something, it is the Lullaby Connection. You can go to lullabyconnection@yahoo.com if you want to donate, if you just want to talk to them to try to help out, or you can call. Again, it's the Lullaby Connection. They're just trying to get back on their feet, and they do some really good things. Who robs a place like this?
I don't know.
I mean, what?
Somebody evidently who needed the stuff more than...
I don't know.
All right.
I really don't know. But yeah, it's I mean, I hope it turns out to be an even better story, and it looks like it's going in that direction.
If you want to see the article and the story, just go to our Facebook page, which you can like and link up with through our website, 96.3kklz.com. Partly sunny today, chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, high 98, 100 tomorrow, low 100s.
All right.
For the remainder of the week, and should be pretty nice. 82 now. Carla will have another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a minute.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I will tell you, there's a new Law and Order. A new Law
another
and Order
one.
Coming up. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
A little different. So,
all right.
Yep.
We'll talk about that, plus some other stories after Gloria Gaynor.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, it is true. There is a new Law and Order coming out. It's called Hate Crimes Unit. It's in the works over at NBC. They haven't announced the air date yet, but they say the show is set in New York City, where there are a lot of crimes motivated by discrimination, and they have a specific unit that investigates these things. So they will have a new one, man, and it'll probably run for another 19, 20 years. There you go. I know. I know it. Hey, this is too funny. In an interview, Cher recently admitted that she's, quote, never been a huge Cher fan.
Oh.
Yeah, she's not a big Cher fan. That's because she's not a gay male. And you know what,
wow.
Cher? I'm just saying. Yeah. Oh, my God. No, she said she's never been a huge fan of, you know, that whole Cher thing. Now, Cher is actually on a list that was put out recently of people who are one award away from, they call it an EGOT. That's when you've won an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony.
Wow.
Cher's on the list. Also, Bette Midler. A lot of people. Lily Tomlin, Ron Howard. Barbara Streisand, I was surprised, has never won a Tony Award.
Huh.
And she did Broadway. She has never won
Funny
a Tony
Girl,
Award.
Funny Girl, right? Or,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Al Pacino, Jessica Lange, few people.
Can I play you a snippet? Cher, you were talking about Cher.
Yeah.
She did that tribute to ABBA.
Yeah, right.
Listen to this. Yeah, this is her singing S.O.S. Just sounds like a Cher song.
Yeah, it does. Fan of Cher, so that's so funny. That just cracked me up.
When I heard this, I go, it's a Cher song that Cher's doing, although it's supposed to be ABBA.
Right, yeah.
But it just sounds like,
it's,
all right.
Her spin is, it's very Cher-y.
Yeah.
You know, it's very Cher-like.
Okay.
And I get it. Either you like Cher or you don't like Cher, and Cher does not apparently like Cher very much. Wait, let me back up. Law and Order. That is your painfully deep take for this hour. If you miss anything on our show, very simply, you can listen to our podcast anytime at 96.3kklz.com.
8:33, we got those tickets for Mike and Carla's End of Summer Bash live tour featuring Culture Club, B-52s, Thomas Bailey of the Thompson Twins.
Yep.
Give those away. And, of course, being Wednesday, it's another segment of Kazookie-okie Wednesday. We're going to do that after Guns N' Roses. John Schaefer with news that we'll get to in a minute, but we have those tickets for the End of Summer Bash. It's going to be an awesome concert. End of September, downtown Las Vegas Event Center. You got Boy George Culture Club. You have B-52s, Thompson Twins, Bailey. And tickets are still available. If you want to buy them, you can do that right through our website, 96.3kklz.com. Or take a shot at winning.
Yes, right now.
We have a pair to give away right now from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. And being Wednesday, it's another segment of
Kazuki Oki Wednesday.
There you go.
That's pretty good.
All you have to do is by title, give us the name of that song.
I'm not like Cher. I think we're pretty good. Cher doesn't like Cher, but, you know, whatever.
But you like Mike and Carla?
I think Mike and Carla are really good.
All right. John, any clue?
There was a lot going on there. That's all I know.
Okay.
Well, we enhanced it a little bit, John.
We did.
Maybe we should leave the raw acoustic all right. version.
All right. Here's the raw.
This is easier.
The raw take. All right. Here it is. One more time. So that's what you would call your basic tracks.
Yeah, it's acoustic. It's our behind the music.
Right. The unplugged, if you will.
Unplugged, yes, there you go.
So all you have to do is identify by title that song we're playing from one of the artists that will be appearing at the end of Summer Bash. Phone lines are on hold right now. We'll get through news, traffic, and weather. After that, look for caller number 972-739-9636. Good luck. A chance to win those tickets for Mike and Carla's End of Summer Bash. Another segment of Kazuki Oki Wednesday. Everybody, the name of that song?
Lay Your Hands on Me.
Yes.
Good job. Yes. Oh, my gosh, that was a tough one.
And I like it with the little accent.
I know, I like that.
Sounded so European.
Very, very European.
Laura, coming through for the team. Jeez.
You got tickets, Mike and Carla's End of Summer Bash, the live tour featuring Culture Club, B-52s, the Thompson Twins, Tom Bailey. It's happening downtown Las Vegas Event Center Saturday, September 29th. It's all a part of our 96 Days of Summer.
Fantastic.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. This is just funny. Cops in Virginia got a call from a mall on Monday about a guy who was harassing people by using his ventriloquist dummy.
Okay, and why do I not like them?
to yell insults at people walking.
Hey, you!
It's not me, it's the dummy.
Hey, knock it off!
Well, by the time the cops
you
got there,
it off. Okay.
He was gone.
You want a glass of water? I don't know. Do I? Okay. Jeez. All right, Lester.
I didn't say that.
All
he
right,
did.
Otto. God.
The newest the newest trend, listen to this. Hold on for a second. It's called curving.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard about this?
I have heard about this.
Curving. This is when somebody probably isn't into you as much as you're into them. They keep texting you anyway with minimal effort. It's like if you text somebody a lot of messages.
Right.
And then like a couple of hours later, you get a thumbs up or something.
Okay.
That's called just, curving.
It's called texting you. Jeez. Blah, 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 blah. Okay.
Well, I can't believe this. I've been curved.
Yes. Exactly. Jeez. Oh, my God. Mike, there's a new trend of wedding gowns, and they're with pockets in them because women need some pockets now, apparently. That's great. Pockets. That's a walking down the aisle with your hands in your pockets. Yeah. That's great. Now, if only they had like beer funnels in the veils, that'd be great. Right on. Yeah, you look hot, honey. And now, 92-year-old, speaking of weddings, 92-year-old Margaret married 91-year-old Rob.
Mm-hmm.
They've known each other for over 30 years. Mike just started dating a couple of years ago when their spouses died. Their spouses passed away. Now, Margaret says, I am over the moon. noon. We had a wonderful wedding day. She said, we'll still be here for a long time yet. We're both very, very happy. And we are very well. So congratulations to them. Why on earth either one of them got married again? I don't know, but... You know, whatever. Enjoy it. Enjoy the food. Enjoy the ride and celebrate. And get one of those wedding gowns with the pockets in it there, Margaret. It is Wednesday. It's your other news.
As we do every morning, we wrap up the show with a feel-good story in a feature we call...
Tell me something good.
Truck driver in Wisconsin, Nathan... is his name. So he was adopted as a baby, never knew who his real parents were. You know, you often don't. And he never asked. Now, he looks about maybe mid-20s or so. So his adoptive mom knew who they were, but never said anything. You know, if your kids ask, you tell them.
Yeah.
But she was scrolling through, you know, looking at him on Facebook one day. Noticed there was a picture of a guy that was his biological dad on his friends list.
What?
Yeah. Turns out that Nathan works with him at the same company. His name's Bob. And Nathan's known him for a few years now. And Bob didn't know either. So mom said, hey, you know what? You are his father. This is your dad. They gave him up. Bob and his ex-wife gave him up for adoption because they were just not able to do it financially. Right. So they thought he'd have a better life, and he had a pretty good life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Nathan's getting married soon, and though Bob was invited because he's a friend,
right?
Bob said, this is really cool. He said, I probably will get a little better seat now at the wedding.
Probably.
Knowing that I'm his father. That is, I just think this is the coolest story.
Wow, that is a great story.
No bad news or anything. It's and people say, you know, with adoptive kids and parents and all that, don't they know? They know when they ask, if they want to know.
Right.
You know, so this is a great story.
Love it. Great story.
I like that.
If you have a great story, a good story.
Yes.
You want us to hear about. Email it through our website, 963kklz.com, on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. It's that easy. 9:38 before we kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Looking forward to coming back tomorrow morning.
Well, we will have more of those Queen tickets, of course, featuring Adam Lambert. We will also have more of those Mike and Carla End of Summer Bash Life Tour tickets. That is Culture Club, B-52s, and Thompson Twins. Also, hopefully, we're going to hook up with Kenny Loggins. He is in town as we speak as well. So
over at the Win.
Yeah, a couple questions I need to ask him.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Anything you missed on the morning show, catch up, keep up with the podcast. You can do that of this show, plus showbiz news, interviews, and a lot more on the Mike and Carla Morning Show. Just a click away at 96.3kklz.com. Wendy Rush in next, going to keep you company throughout the workday. In fact, talking about the end of summer bash, your next chance to score a pair of tickets with her at about 11:40. Plus, she'll have tickets for Santana. All that and a lot more throughout your workday with Wendy Rush.
And her too, yes.
She's coming up next. Do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other. We will talk to you tomorrow morning, bright and early, 5 a.m.
You've been listening to the KKLZ Morning Show.
You guys have a great day. I love listening to your show.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You guys sound amazing. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming and doing this today.